Hispanic leaders warn radical Democrats, Trump could beat Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on January 2, 2024. Hispanic leaders warn Democrats that former President Donald Trump could defeat President Joe Biden in November, Semaphore reported Monday. The notice highlights USA Today/Suffolk University polling that showed alarming weakness in the Democrat base, such as Black, Hispanic, and young voters. Hispanic voters, Trump leads Biden 39-34%. Young voters, Trump leads 37-33%. Black voters, Trump holds 12% support, same percentage as 2020. It's a matador red flag flying out there, the Hispanic vote is totally up for grabs. National President of the League of United Latin American Citizens Domingo Garcia told Semaphore. Trump's cutting the margins. And in battleground states like Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, that can be a big difference. Watch, Ana Navarro, Biden administration sucks at Hispanic voter outreach. Garcia added that Biden failed to frame his failing policies on the southern border invasion in a positive light because they are lacking a core message, and right now Latino voters are really concerned about economics. Inflation has eaten away at their paycheck, the cost of rent. Trying to buy a house seems to be more elusive than ever. Javier Palomares, president and CEO of the United States Hispanic Business Council, slammed Biden's so-called Bidenomics as oblivious to the challenges of Hispanic taxpayers. The debate with Biden's advisors is a healthy argument about how they're right and we're wrong. Tata Burrito, president of the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce, warned Biden that Hispanic taxpayers and business owners fear the soaring cost of living, expensive housing, and war zone-like crime. They're not that confident that another 4 years of the current administration is gonna get us out of the issues that we're dealing with, he told Semaphore. Watch, Cruz, misery and suffering of Bidenflation, immigration making Hispanic Dem. Strongholds flip red. Julio Fuentes, president and CEO of the Florida State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, echoed similar concerns. The struggling economy and the invasion on the southern border are the main issues for the Hispanic taxpayers, he suggested. I understand their need to create a narrative and to drive that narrative. It's a tried and true strategy that has worked for administration after administration, campaign after campaign, Palomares said. But the narrative they're building is one that is a bit tone-deaf to what's actually happening in the Hispanic community. And I'm not even saying that they're incorrect. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.